Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Hey, welcome to the Politics by Faith Morning Motivation. Happy Monday. Thanks for being here. In light of the Tyre Nichols story, which we'll get into more detail in a long-form episode soon, it's worth taking time here to review the fact that the concept of race is really stupid, and I'm sick of it being a thing. This week, I'm going to steal an outline from the great Daryl B. Harrison. One humanity, one depravity, one remedy, one community. Those will all make sense at the end of the week. But the first thing we need to do is to dispel this entire concept of race, which is a very new modern phenomenon, and I'd like it to go away. It's so prevalent today, this obsession with race, that we think it's always been this way. It's never been this way. It needs to stop being a thing. And it's really important to pull a Toto here and pull back the curtain of the great Wizard of Oz so we can realize that race is not this grand concept, this grand truth that we all need to bow down to and honor. It is absolutely pointless. You want to know where it came from? It comes from a scientist, Johann Blumenbach. This German scientist who grouped people into five races. You got your people from the Caucasus Mountain region in very Eastern Europe. That's why white people are called Caucasian. If that's not the stupidest thing you've ever heard, just there. We can stop there. White people are called Caucasian. Why? You have your, you got your Caucasian, you got your Mongolians. It's like your Asian Chinese. Your Sub-Saharan Africans. Americans, that's North and South American. And Malayan is the rest of Asia. So that's all stupid. Then you got this sign. That's late 1700s. Then you got this guy, Samuel Morton. Look him up. I'm not making this up. He got a bunch of skulls from each of those different five races. And he put mustard seeds in each of the skulls. And determined that the skulls from the people from the Caucasus Mountain region were the biggest. And as everyone knows, the bigger the skull, the bigger the brain. Therefore, the smarter and superior the race. Voila. Could you think of a stupider experiment and a stupider conclusion than that? But you know what that was? The science. We can't question the science. It was the science. It was consensus. And science is never wrong. Darwin was very influential here. Origin of the Species was published in 1859. Now, he never used the word survival of the fittest. That's interesting. Charles Darwin never used that word, but it was attributed to him and his ideas. And people started thinking, well, geez, if this is true for animals, if this survival of the fittest is true for animals, then it's true for humans too. And white people are taking over. Therefore, we are superior. 1884, a dean at Harvard, he was a paleontologist, Nathaniel Shaler, he said blacks were becoming extinct, which is just this idea that black inferiority, it's supported by the science. This is all natural order, social Darwinism in action. Black people are inferior and less than, thank you, the science. It is all nonsense, absolute nonsense that all of this is still based on. Paul, in Acts 17, he says, and he made from one man, every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. He made from one man. We're all from one man. Is it any surprise that when you take away the Bible and Genesis and the beginning of humanity, that you end up getting this idea of different races, different, right? If we all come from monkeys and like different monkeys, then we're a different level of people and all stuff, right? You can see how the science and this, that science worldview leads to this race-based inferior, superior line of thinking versus we all come from one man and we are all made in his image. Do you see the different worldviews and where they continue on very different trajectories? So tomorrow we'll talk. If you want to put a stop to this, we'll focus on step one, the one humanity. Focus on that and we can make all this go away.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.